Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Someone compiled a list of the wildest celebrity baby names. So I have a little game here for you, gentlemen. I'm going to give you the parents, as it were, and let's see if you guys can guess the name of this particular child, because at some point, some of them have made their way into the news, you know, just being announced
sure,
as these kids.
So let's see if you Blanket. Guys
know. Exactly.
You
exactly.
named your child Blanket.
So does anybody know Lil' Kim's kid's name?
Lil' Kim's?
Big Jimmy.
Big Jimmy. No, it is not Big Jimmy. Any guess? Ted, you're struggling there?
That's a tough one. I love Little Kim, but I do not know. I didn't even know she had a baby.
Royal Reign.
I was going to say, we should just guess the weirdest stuff because
exactly.
we know it's apple pie.
Like, man, I will give points to whoever's closest. How about that?
Like we said, there's one thing. When you are super rich and you know your kid literally, it doesn't mean they won't do anything, but you know they won't have to do anything.
Right.
You can give them a stupid name.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You can name them like dog-ass McGillicuddy, but the point is, they ain't going to inherit millions. It's never going to matter.
Right. Laugh at my name all you want, bitch.
I'm rich. My name's Blanket.
Some more wild celebrity baby names. Penn Jillette and Emily Zoltan.
Oh, they had, was Moxie Emily Zoltan? Pilot or something like
oh,
that?
Oh, you're so close. What'd you say, Miles?
Battlestar Galactica.
Battlestar Galactica. Ted, any guess?
Poof.
Mr. Hill, you were the closest with Moxie Crime Fighter.
That's right. Moxie Crime. Look, you want to name your kid fighter. Moxie, you go, okay, but really, bro, you're going to go the extra step and make Crime Fighter. I hope she's a criminal.
Right.
I really do.
Like, she needs to wear a mask everywhere that she goes and just run around at night. You don't know what she's doing, but her name is Moxie Crime Fighter, so you just assume that she's going to go kick somebody's ass.
She sounds like a low-rent superhero.
Moxie, right. Not a great crime fighter, but she's got Moxie.
She's got Moxie. She'll fight her ass, gets her ass kicked a lot, but man, oh man.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's really the adjective you want for a crime fighter.
No, Moxie.
He's got Moxie.
That sounds like your up-and-coming crime fighter.
Yeah, it means you're not successful, but you have a lot of pluck and verve, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
That kid's got Moxie. They will say that about Tom Brady. They say that about the third-string quarterback that put a couple good passes together, right?
Baker Mayfield has Moxie.
He has Moxie.
There you go.
And a losing record.
He'll sling it in there, though.
I know that you guys are the massive fans of Jamie and Jules Oliver, so what is the name of their kid?
Gooch. Gooch Lickwell.
Jamie Oliver like the chef?
It's a good guess, Ted. I'd probably.
I don't know, man.
This is a three named name here got. We have Petal Blossom Rainbow.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. Sounds like your cat.
Sounds like a festival.
No, that would be Rainbow Janet.
The Petal Blossom Rainbow.
Going to a festival for sure.
Like, do you tag Oliver at the end of that, or is Rainbow your last name?
I tag Oliver. I want one part of my name that's not stupid.
I think you still got to put the last name on there.
You think.
What about Janet Rainbow Hill?
Yeah, again, she's probably calling me Janet. And actually, it's Rainbow Janet Hill.
Do you call her Janet, or do you call her Rainbow?
Call her Rainbow, man. That's her
it's
name.
A Rainbow Janet.
Yes, Rainbow Janet.
I call her RJH.
Yeah.
Janet. Rainbow. Where did Janet come from?
I don't know.
Maybe your daughter has a career in naming celebrity babies.
She might, because she's basically nailed it with that.
Yeah, you got that's. I mean, that's
Rainbow. Janet.
You should get like a free ticket to Coachella for the rest of your life just by naming a child that.
Wildest celebrity baby names. Who is the spawn of Alicia Silverstone and Christopher Jarecki?
Ooh.
I know I screwed that name up. I know what you're thinking. Yes, it is indeed Bear Blue.
Oh, my
Bear
God.
Bear Blue.
Bear Blue. Just Why? The B-L-U. No E at the end of that, by the way. It's Bear Blue.
I mean, I think Bear you can get away with.
Yeah, it's Bear Grylls, you know, but...
Oh, yeah.
Is it a boy or a girl? Do we know?
That's a good question.
Okay.
I'm guessing it's got to be a boy, right?
Like, I'm not hazarding a guess on any of these.
Right.
Because I legit just don't know. I would assume that Petal Blossom Rainbow would be a girl.
I hope so.
Shoot, I don't know, man.
I guess it's because of Bear Grylls. Right, when I hear the name Bear...
Yeah.
I think, dude.
Yeah.
Unless there's an adjective before.
What was
the
word we made up that sounded so dirty back in the day?
Quat.
Quat. No, it's different than that.
Squanch? No.
Squanch?
No, that's actually a character. Hang on. Nah.
I thought it was Quat.
Well, there was Swanch.
Swanch. Like
Swanch Johnson.
That's what it was. Wild the celebrity baby names.
Swanch.
The spawn of Deben Iyer and Rob Morrow. They did take the last name into account.
Oh, no.
Yes, it is.
Is it tomorrow?
It is tomorrow.
Come on.
I was going to say Matoris.
T-U, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. I love you. Tomorrow.
You got to know that this one's going to be fun. Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Apple.
That is Goop. The kid by the name of Apple.
Right, that's just the one we know the
Goop
most.
Goop Martin.
Apple. Now, is it an Apple Martin or an Apple Paltrow?
I go Apple Martin because you sound
Martin
like a
Paltrow.
Drink.
Ooh, it does.
Right? If I want an Apple Martin, I'd be like, you know, I'll give that a try. I'm on vacation. That would be my thought.
But you have
like,
to be
oh my
on
God,
vacation.
It's your kid. I'm sorry.
Smooge.
I mean, it sounds like a drink you'd have watching the Apple Cup.
Exactly.
Right? Well,
yes.
I guess they're not Martins. They're
the
Cougars.
Apple Martin.
Yeah.
Now, I tested you guys during the break, but how about Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rossdale?
Christ, you just told us.
I did.
Is it like, starts with a Z,
it
right?
Does indeed. It is Zuma Nesta Rock.
Zuma Nesta Rock.
Three names.
What do you, Zuma, think, Blake, Nesta what do you think Blake Shelton says when he hears that? Like, what am I calling this kid?
I'm not calling him by his name.
I don't know. Can I just call him Billy?
Yeah.
Can I call him Sweet Tea?
Something?
How about that?
I don't speak. Griffin I can't it. Speak Blake, that, whatever that is.
Blake Shelton got so ridiculous there. Like that, I'll call him Sweet Tea.
It's fine. Can I call him Tater Salad?
The child of Christina Aguilera and Matt Ruttler.
Christina Aguilera.
This sounds like it could be a beer.
Ooh.
Keystone.
Blatz.
What's your name?
Blatz.
Summer Rain.
What is it?
Summer Rain.
You mean like a douche, oh, like Summer's Eve. Yeah.
That sounds like a wine cooler.
A wine cooler, yeah, it enough. Sounds like a woman's deodorant.
Mm-hmm. What? It sounds like a hippie name, but yeah. What's weird is Christina Aguilera has never, in my opinion, come off as a hippie.
Are you pungent?
Has not.
You know what I mean? And I know nothing opposite. About her husband. Right, so Summer, like if you were super, if it was Janis Joplin, I go like, yeah, all right, okay.
This one makes me mad. Who's the kid of Jermaine Jackson and Alejandra? I'm going to screw up her last name. Oziaza?
I don't know the kid's name, but there's more to this story.
Yes, there
right?
is.
Okay. Jermaine Jackson.
Took after dad's name.
I know what it is. Shimone.
What was
I'm going to name after mine.
What was the dad's
Shimone?
Name? Joe?
Jermaine Jackson.
I don't think he's naming his kid
Shimone.
After dad.
Oh, I thought Mike said right. After his dad, like Jermaine, not
yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
The name is?
Germana?
Your Majesty.
Oh, my
God. Oh, I do
God.
Remember
Your
that.
Majesty.
Jesus, God. Oh, Jesus.
But wait.
It says the craziest thing is that Your Majesty's mom is also the mom of two children with Jermaine's brother, Randy.
Now, think about that.
Jermaine actually had a hit back in the day.
But think about
it. He had
this.
One hit. I can't remember
chick
what the
chick who God. You've had a kid with is also responsible for your two nephews, or your nephew and niece, whatever.
Lord.
Chimone.
Wait, wow. Say that again?
The woman who Jermaine Jackson had a kid with
yeah.
also had two kids with his brother, Randy Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
So she likes Jackson.
She likes Jackson.
Yeah. Which Jackson was first?
Tito, but he cried too much.
I don't know.
But I think that makes a big difference, right?
Janet.
You mean who's angrier? For sure.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
While the celebrity baby names, we got Frank and Gail Zappa. What is the name of their...
There
was
the
name
Moon
of their
Unit.
Yeah. There is Dweezil. Moon Unit.
Dweezil, right.
Diva Muffin.
Diva Muffin.
Oh, a Diva
Girl,
Muffin.
You
all
thought
right.
he was a man, but he always was a muffin.
Oh, Lordy. How about the baby of Jason Lee and Beth Rycegraff?
I for one care less for them.
I'm a little
He's
disappointed.
He's a big skateboarder, so I'm trying to think it'll be out there.
I'm disappointed in this one.
What is it?
Pilot Inspector.
Jesus Christ.
And Inspector isn't even spelled right. I-N-S-P-E-K-T-O-R.
Maybe they're illiterate.
Good God. This one should be fun. How about the child of Nicolas Cage and Alice Kim?
This one I know. Call L, because he's a Superman fan.
That is correct.
Who's L?
Kal-El was Superman's name on his home planet.
Just who you need to call for a good time, Ted.
Oh. Come on, Ted.
Like, Kal-El. I'm like, all right, cool. Who's L?
K-A-L-E-L.
He is a massive comic book nerd, isn't he?
To the point that his child's name is Kal-El.
That's correct. Wild and Celebrity Baby names, Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy, correct.
That one's too easy. I mean, she's like a princess.
Number two, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West.
North.
Name one, correct. Northwest. And then this is the last.
those are just easiest in such a popular culture.
Right. The last of the wildest celebrity baby names between Ashley Simpson and Pete Wentz.
Oh, boy.
What's the name of that spawn?
Lip Sync.
Fallout Kid.
Fallout Kid.
I make Fallout that vagina.
Or is that Pete Wentz? Was he?
Yeah, he was Fallout Boy, right? Yeah.
No, was he Charlotte? Or what was that?
No, he was good Fallout Boy.
He was Good Charlotte?
Was, oh, crap.
No, God. Good Charlotte was Benji and somebody, Madden.
He went Fallout Boy. You got it. It's Fallout Boy.
Okay. Pete Wentz was massive there for a while.
And no one knows why.
Mostly for his kid, Bronx Mowgli.
Bronx Mowgli.
Oh, Mowgli, like from the Jungle Book?
Yes.
How do we make this hard for this kid to get laid? What do we do?
No, but that's
gonna
rich.
He's going to be
it
rich.
Doesn't matter. That's it. If you're rich, you can name your kid. Elon Musk, when he named his kid, what all this garbage was, like, right, you are the inheritor of billions of dollars.
Are you a country boy in the middle of the city if your name is Bronx Mowgli? Like, you are the Bronx Mowgli? I'm not supposed to be here, but I was raised by city folks.
Like the Mowgli of the Bronx.
It sounds like a sandwich you get at a New York-style Jersey in Vegas.
What was Mowgli? What kind of animal was he?
Mowgli was the kid.
Oh, that was a kid.
Yeah.
So the burger won't be made out of kid. All right.
Why Bronx?
I don't know.
Like,
man.
He's not from the Bronx. Nope. Ashley Simpson certainly is not from the Bronx.
Nope. Oh, God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.